Hey, the handkerchief is okay. We all know no one walks around that way anymore. It's a great question. You have all the things on. Oh, I'll show you an answer. I found an interesting answer. Okay, we have a lot of stuff.
That's the load.
Oh, it's not loaded yet? I'm also in the Shabbat Shabbos. You want to put that on. You know, I mean, once, if you've done it while it's loading, save time. I wouldn't mind that. Yeah, interrupt.
Not sure.
Won't interrupt him. What was the magic number on Arfah Shabbat yesterday?
20
or something like that?
16.
Okay, 16.
You actually do.
Hmm? You need the new edition, right?
Yeah.
The question was, how can the poskim who lived not long ago talk about a heter putting a handkerchief around the neck when no one does it anymore? No one does it anymore, then it just shouldn't be allowed. That's the question. So we're still loading up, so I can't give you the answer on the screen right now. I'd like to show it to you. But if we haven't finished loading, I'll tell you that the Orchel Shabbos has an amazing claim. He says that the Mishnah Brewer was not discussing a handkerchief that you may have in your pocket. By the way, no one has handkerchiefs in their pocket anymore. When I grew up, everyone had a handkerchief in their pocket. Now it's all tissues. It's more hygienic, whatever it may be. Whenever he's got to a wedding, they pick up the handkerchief, you know, so they can pick up the cloth, and then they don't have a handkerchief anymore. So,
Napkin.
Napkin, now it's really clear anymore. So yeah, give him a watch, give him a pen, give him something else. And the European rabbi, what's going on? Where's your handkerchief? I know what they want tissues. I'll get my tissues. The whole world changed. So he says that the handkerchief that the Mishnah Brewer is describing is not what we call a handkerchief, a little thing like this that no one puts around the neck. It's basically a shawl, a big thing that I wear a scarf around my neck in the winter. It's cold. You put a scarf. That's what he's talking about. Okay, if I'll cover my skin and talk about a scarf, then that's the only answer I can give to you. Otherwise, the question is better than the answer. Okay, again, I can't show you yet on the screen. If it comes up sometime or other in the near future, I'd be happy to show it to you. Fine. Let's discuss a rush. End of Siman Zion. Let's take a look. The rush. Thank God we have some sfarim, even all this thing is so hacking. We can look at the hard print. Perek Vav, end of Siman Zion. At the very end, we saw already a couple of days ago what a woman's allowed to wear on her hair. And also, Lot says for Dilma Shalfa, we may show it somewhere. Abel Machak, Shishim Amedes, Bok Yishuwea, Shori Lot Silver Shabbos. Tabi Kimachat, Shogeres, Bosaoro. It's a sneers factor, right? She's not going to remove it. It's covering, using it to put her clothes together. Ties together, it's the same as covering as her for her hair. I mean, there's nothing to worry about. So that's the rush at the end of Siman Zayin. End of Siman Zayin. You take a look at the Shulta Giborin. Seems to be a misquote. So I wouldn't make such an accusation. We'll see soon. Shulta Giborin is a page pay in our print. It's page Chavches in the old print. It's not the word Harosh. Harosh Katsin, quotes Harosh. Yishi Yosin B'machat Shem Mamedes Maki Shireh L'chatchila. V'chein B'machat Shogeres Basara. V'chein Kol Kayotzi B'zeh. And that's what the Torah writes in Shin and Shin Gimel. V'lo Mechalek Ben Tia Machat Nekuva Olav. No distinction whether it's Nekuva, there's a whole, it has a whole, not a whole, right? Well, it's a question. What exactly the Rush said, and what the Shulta Gemara is quoting his name. And this is not something which I made up. That's the Shalom. Take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Siman Shin Gimel, Sifkotin Chav Beis. I'll show you how it's a little interesting how quotations come and go. the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Gimel Tes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Beis the Havi Masui, Vafilu Ma'amedes Bakiyshurei B'Tochemes Amachat Betziv Osegeres Ma'afteche Chalucha Dein Derech LaHamid V'Liskel B'Nekuba Chena B'Masui Sharati and Tezvav Shul the Giborim quotes the Rosh to Af B'Nekuba Mutter. We just saw it, right? Did you see it? Lo Machal B'Tiyim Machat Nekuba Lo quotes from the Rosh. Said the Sharatim, whoa, not true. Rush doesn't say so. Rush mashmal lehepech. Why? His machat shemamedes bo kishureo is like machat shel geres basar, as we saw. Uvel geres basar leniska begemara lehetera rak be'ena nekuva. To the contrary, as the Vilna Gaon proves. So it's a, he thinks it's a misquote. Okay, it's not so relevant to us when I have pins which have needles which have holes. We don't walk around them so much. Maybe the women in our family do, but this one set the record straight over here. Oh. Now, there's a reason which is suggested. Megillah Sefer, we can't get anything right now.
Megillah Sefer.
That we can get? What's spinning so long? Okay. Oh boy, I didn't bring in my pages. What did we try yesterday? I forgot already. I'm going to be able to find the right page, you know. Remember, it was Simon Mem Aleph, that I remember. Let's just give us, let's see what happens. Oh, not so bad. Try to find the page. Let's see what happens over here. Look at that! Amazing. It's a jackpot. Simon, but okay, we're going to write Simon. Okay, we're going to raise it in the right place. Oh. In Megillah Sefer, I'm just using this as the only Sefer we have available to us right now, so we'll take what we can get, you know. Every year is a different, it's a hit and miss. See, he discusses the following question. After discussing this issue, he writes like this. It all starts, he's talking about the Shmir Shabbos, who says that the Achronim will allow you to take a handkerchief around your sleeve of your shirt instead of a button. Ah, you shouldn't button with a button, then it's extra. That's why you saw the way I said Trey Amayni. It's a mefakpek. Because the Beis Yosef writes, Machat Nekuva Chayeves, as we saw, Ein Derech Lasos came to Machat Nekuva. We just read it a second ago. Right? We just saw it. The Sharatzion. Mishnah Berurah, Sharatzion, right? Lo sagi masha hu mishtamish bezel atzorach in the Vishaso. Atzorach gam shiat derech lishtamish be. He calls out the Rebbe. But then he says, no. Maybe machat nekuva de masheyein regil lishtamish ba lipshem mefteche lukha mishum she'eina magzika osan heitev de mishtalev. It's going to fall off. Who said so? To be alocha, take a look. Shin Aleph Sif Ches B'Sheina. In other words, he's suggesting now that it doesn't have to be a regular way to do it. The only concern, if it's not regular, is it's not going to work. B'Sheina the Kuba Potter, take a look over here. It's on page 156 in our print of Mishnah Berurah. Towards the end of that piece, he says as follows. Yesh L'Chalik, the Shem ain't there, if I'm in the back of the Kuba, you know why? Mishum to Mishtalim. Going to fall off. Ma'ashenki made in the kuva, Hishloma dehu derech levisha v'tzarachim. So he throws in that concept of it's going to fall off. If it's going to fall off, that's when it's a problem. Okay? Do me the teva kupo machzeles, shasu atesem mifnei akshamim. What does that mean? You put a box, it's raining. You put a box over your head. A box. You can't put a box. Take a look at Sifchaf Aleph. You can't put a box in your head. And Yotzin, the Tosefta. The Teva of a Kupo Machzeles. You can't put a box on top of your head. That's not a garment at all. That's nothing. It's raining. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Hanayah, it's raining." Why? Kohani la derech malbushu elamasuyu. Yeah, that's not derech malbush. Hove noach l'shamish pei l'sorach zeh. A box. Alu m'shamish heitev l'mataroso av she'en regil masos besuk zeh b'chol. Yesh lachshiva derech malbush. What's its proof? Kuf mem zayin. You can take towels. We saw this already before, a couple of days ago. Lavia lebeis ha'merchitz. Av she'en regil l'sadeh behen. You got to wrap yourself in towels to get to the bathhouse. And the Gemara Kuf Mem Vav, what do we see? Korah Muksos was rocking and put him on, again, because Malbush. That's the very reason why Koshim is Osir. Below Noach L'Sate Behem. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. You can put on a handkerchief, we said before. If it's going to be a Chagora, a belt, come on, we don't use it for a belt. It doesn't, as long as it does the trick. So too, he says, like this. You put a handkerchief around your shirt sleeve instead of a button. Kevan shemit pachas mishameshes heitei lematoros hazu. What? I understand until the last line. Have you ever tried that? I have a button. I usually wear short sleeves. Not again. But if you have a long sleeve shirt with a button. Well, yes, conflicts. We'll get to that. Yeah, no. I won't button the button. I'll put a handkerchief around. Will that do a good job? I'm just wondering. He assumes it will. I'm not. That's the next one. One of you guys try tomorrow, come into shiur, instead of wearing a button, you have a long sleeve button. Walk with a handkerchief around it. All right, someone, you don't own handkerchiefs anymore.
Will, so, my uncle does that.
What?
When,
yeah, what does he do?
He walks around with a handkerchief tied to his sleeve.
On Shabbos or during the week?
On Shabbos.
Because he's a Rav Neuvert chassid, as we well know. Rav Neuvert said, can't argue with him. Neuvert. But, okay. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that based upon this fact that it really works, I'm just not 100% sure if the facts are really true.
What happens to the button?
Ah, good question. Let the button be extra. The button's a masul. Good question. The answer is the button is, since it's sewed onto the shirt and it can be used, and it's considered secondary to the shirt. Varaya. I have 10 buttons. So if I don't button one button, so I'm over an Easter.
What are the extra buttons at the bottom?
What they call kaftorei reserva. Right? Reserva, the reserve buttons, the spare buttons. That's a big problem. A major halachic issue, which we'll discuss momentarily. I hope momentarily. Yesh mo'osh ulach hazman. Sometime we're going to get discussed. That's a very important challenge. Because most shirts now have reserve buttons. Shirts, jackets, all over the place. I have a brand shirt buttons too. I'll take it out of my pants. But probably is one down there. And then wear it on Shabbos. Yeah, it's a good question. So, the Shemir Shabbos is ours now. Let's see if we can get it. Oh, look at this. This I brought in. Oh. There's a whole perek on this. It's called Perek Yud Ches. Perek Yud Ches in this edition starts on page 262. Watch this. You can get the right page. Let's try this over here. What's the one I'm looking for? Test. Going. Oh, pretty close. Try one more page. Yeah. Here we go. Then yes. Mafteach. He's worried about how do you carry a mafteach. What do you do? How do you key? What do you do? Big problem. What do you do? Yaver chevel oseret gamish derech achor shebekteh elyon shel mafteach. Adam saw shalachevel, the yikshar as shneiak savos baaniva. What do you do? So you have a key. You take. What do? You take a string, right? And you tie the two ends in an aniva. And this way, that's here, and you tie it to the teeth. Shinei mafteach baaniva zu. Wow. Amazing gizmo over here. One side is in the hole and goes around the body. The other side is tied to the teeth. That I need. Teeth. So he writes over here in Megillah Sefer, a very nice idea. Yeah, you have the trick with the teeth. It has to be good. Because if it's not going to be good, then it's no good, as we saw before. What happened? We lost it. Uh-oh. Yeah. Here we go. Chevel v'chogor, sasa v'chevel, mafteich, mashal, v'chogor, avzam. Beis mafteich, as a whole mishish of your Shabbos. Kol zeh, dafko, im ha-tashmish, behemu noach, umudokim heitev zeh bezeh. Oz shori, avshem v'gil nafzal v'kol. Av olo kol regal li-paseach, shum she'enim ha-chusim tov echad b'sheni, the dom of the kshiris mafteich ha-lukal b'machat l'kuva, the nechshav l'masoi, v'shav v'daraisa. V'shav v'daraisa, wow. Just to show you what's going on, you have to be so careful when you do these things, because you're running into possibilities of daraisis. Ooh. Now, since we have the Shemir Shabbos open, and we haven't seen him for a while, I think it's time to try to shift our focus and try to follow him to Seder. And then we're going to get to some of the more lumpish things tomorrow. You'll see him, and we'll go back and forth. But our loyalty to Rav Neubert is continuous. And let's just turn here and see what we're holding. Back to the beginning. The beginning of the beginning. What page is the beginning? Okay, the very beginning. Din Torah, Kol Amotzi Davar, Mirshus HaRav, Mirshus HaYochid, Chayv. But you wear it, it's okay. Why? Why am I not chayav for wearing my jacket in the street? Hotzoah. The Balabi writes, look at the Rambam. Malbushav shel adam b'teilem hem l'gabe gufo. It's like an error for the Rashi. It's not about the basics, it looks like. He's saying that if I have my garment, the reason why I can wear my garment on Shabbos is considered to be secondary to my body. Okay? Now, open up to the Shari Tshuva of Osai, important, in Siv Zayin. Shinal of Siv Zayin, please. Shari Tshuva. The Mechaber had said, Kol Yotzi B'Dava She'en Otachim E'en Oterech Malbush. Oterech Malbush. He writes this in the Shari Tshuva. Lo Chashvin Oterech Malbush Masha Oterech Olom She'en Bechol. All right? Then, as a result of that, whatever's not, you can't wear a mitpachas kshuva son of a regal. Some call it derech malbush. Get out of here, he said. That's not true. No one wears a handkerchief around their foot. That's what he says. Okay? Fine. Open your Mishnah Berurah. He says the same thing. Mishnah Berurah says it twice. Here it's the cotton pei gimel. In pei gimel, Rabbi Osai. Malbush. We spoke about that a little bit yesterday, the Jewish star. And the same thing he says over here, Kuf Tezvov. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Kuf Tezvov. Tazavah Vatzavah. Okay, Rabbi Osai. He says, Medina Shenogu Lotezke Mechobu Vatayim. That's okay, it's all depends upon the Minig HaMakom. The Minig HaMakom. Alright, it's all finished. So what will happen? I'll give it a Rabbi, I'll ask you a Shiloh. We'll look over here. What do you think about this? The Mutla Ladam Lavosh called the baggage of Kadaki Raga Bakovsha. Mutla Tesla Ram Shabil Nasun Al Ksefov, Bulil Lilvosh is Hasharvulin. With the coat all draped over your shoulders, with your sleeve, your hands not in the sleeves. But both of my show of hands, whoever walks around like that? One guy, says, a mere chen amatu, you know, our Shia Baruch Hashem. So I don't know what to do. It's a serious question. It's Yichov Dalet. Derech Levisha. Derech Levisha. Chazanish supposedly said that way. And he says, well, maybe you're afraid it's going to fall off and you'll carry it. But I want to read you a quotation from Moshe. It was well known in the Torah world. Ramesh opposed this practice. I found it in print. The Shabbos Home, Part 1. He has about this. The Shabbos Home, Part 1. He has it wearing garments to be worn on Shabbos. He has many, many pages about this. But here in footnote, let's see, footnote 18, he says, Kain Shamati Mipi Moran Zatal, he himself heard from Ramesh, saying what? It is forbidden in all circumstances to want to wear a jacket over one's shoulders with the sleeves hanging freely. That's it. But Moshe held it was not derech levisha mekach. I have to assume. Unless you're afraid it's going to fall if you're going to carry it. It's, I don't know. That's what Rav Moshe is quoted as saying. I mean, before I saw it in print, I knew about this particular shita. And the Chazanish said it was okay because apparently maybe they did it away in Bnei Brak. I don't know. Must everyone walk around that way? No. Take a look in Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Osai. Sif Kotten Kuf Chav Zayin. Kuf Chav Zayin. Sif Lama Dalet. Suda Ava Kupal Al Sefer. Kuf Chav Zayin. Half a bit of a talsia. Derech Levishah Zekach. Because there Mayer Bim Komos. Shederech Eze Anoshim Leilach Kain Lif Omen. Some people go that way sometimes. Sharatiyans Kuf Samach, Kemash of the Gemara, the Gemara Kuf Mem Zayin, Haman Al Boshet a second, the Mishum Ratanin, Shiotzin, Beis Arita, Kemash Kosev Baruch, Mutta Kolada. Take a look, quote the Gemara, the Hail of the Prophet's Chaim, quote the Gemara, you gotta look in the Gemara, Kuf Mem Zayin, Haman Al. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara is over here, watch. Varatonin, it's halfway on the narrow line. Varatonin, this is a little gimbal there, comes from the Tov Sefta. Yotzi b'sudoran shal k'sefer. Varatonin b'varamu, ela kolona, ela shadak, ela shadaratonin, ela tzeh shikach. Since the ratonin, the runners do it, so then anybody can do it. Even if he's not from the ratonin. Look at the Farusha Gemara. It doesn't have to be every single person, it has to be your way of doing it, the most people's way of doing it. Some people, we saw the Mishnah Berurah, some people sometimes do it. It's enough to give it a shame. Malch. Very important. Very important, Rebbe.
Same thing with the rings.
We'll count the rings. We discussed yesterday a little bit about gloves. So gloves, look at Shulchan Aruch, please. Sif Lamed Zayin. Mot mutal ates v'bot v'shabas v'bot v'yadayim v'nikroim gloves. The Yesh Mishamach, when the Hatzuch Shiitri and the Shaira Shabbos brought the Adam Shalom Bushav, some say you should sew it onto your sleeve. Okay? Mishtabur Kuflam Tess, Atam, Shem Albash Gomer, Asur Nabi Mehakar. Why someone Machmir? They should pub him, Sarek, Lamashmesh, Beyoda, Lahos, Vimenam, Kino, Parish, of Tsoso, the Chashin and Shem Yishka, Vasla Suyad Alamas, Vishusarab. I don't know about seeing out of the parish, but people often take off their gloves to do what? Shake hands. I see it all the time. Wear gloves. That's a minute, no? I'm asking you a question. Tuesday, today's Wednesday. Wednesday. It's cold outside. Woo. So you have gloves. And you meet, oh, Shalom Aleichem. You go like this, or you take a glove, and you go, what do you do? I'm asking, show of hands. Hands, a pump. So when you shake someone's hand, and you have gloves on, who takes their gloves off? Who leaves the gloves on? Woo! The younger generation. Oh boy. That may make things much better. That may be, oh, look at that. Wow. Look at that. Okay. That's good. That's good news for the Jews. That's very good news. Look over here, in Shemir Shabbos. He says, Shemati Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. The dove is there. You're gonna take it, you know, take off the gloves. Matzu Yosef Mikol Shad Ram Bishnisku Bishas. You know he's going to go to the mikvah. Again, it's going to fall off. They're going to make fun of you. It's much more matzu. The Pesham Adam was saying it makes much sense to be machmer in the shaila. So because of Reb Shlomo Zalman, I try not to wear gloves on Shabbos, even though it's cold. Mishnah Berurah himself. You know, although he doesn't answer it completely, he says that there are those who are machmir. I remember I had a maisa like this. I was here for Friday night. I'm supposed to come. Am I coming? Not this Friday. Next Friday. I'm going to come for Shabbos. I'll be happy to have a teacher with you Friday night, and I'm walking back. Whether December 20, whatever it is, 7th, they gave me a nice day to walk back. But I hope it won't be there. 1 year, It was the windshields are below zero. And I walked back. I had Torahs in the door. I was afraid for that. Chalila b'chassan, I had to be harmed. I don't know if I even need that Torahs in the door, because the Rebbe says it's only for a new situation. But I did it. It was too frightening. So, Maisa Shai. So you'll ask them the chevron, they'll remember the story. Two guys walked back with me. Yeah, two times and since they walked back, they wouldn't let me walk alone. Not that I walked, no. They were sat with below zero windshield. They walked back with me. An hour walk. Whew. Came back. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Anyway, let's go further. What about earmuffs? Earmuffs? Talks about earmuffs. Mutter lotzeis b'magine oznayim b'nei hakor. On the bottom he says, do me the kfafos, like gloves. I thought it's better than gloves. Gloves, who takes off their earmuffs in the cold weather? It's on, it stays on, take it home. So I thought that gloves, earmuffs are better than gloves. Okay. Now, we had mentioned before, we saw the Mishnah on Monday, about Peah Nochris. And I told you that the Peah Nochris of the Gemara, I showed it to you, is not what we call in our language a sheitel. We had a Rashi Tzamach Dalav of Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it over here in Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Koton Lamed Vav. It's important to know that the terms have different meanings in different contexts. But they call Peah Nochris, so we do two different things. Siv Koton Lamed Vav. And the Peah Nochris, the Mavur, the Kaman, Siv Yudches, Asushman. Halsim Eshem Hashem Tavshim, Hocher Achutin V'Alma. So, what does that mean? Take a look at the Rashi here, both sides. Samach Dalet Omud Beis. You're in our Perek. Look, if you don't mind. Samach Dalet Omud Beis. With the whole issue of Peah Nochris. Rashi says in the Mishnah, Kliyas ter tlusha v'tzov rosa al sara in kliyasa sheteiro bala seir. Has nothing whatsoever to do with what we call the sheitel. And that's what he points out over here in this footnote. He says, yo, it's a yishra mitbachas of peh nachos harosha. What we call it peh nachos. A sheitel. Lamed zayin. Okay. Lo dami la peh nachos in Shulchan Aruch. It's a tafshin. As opposed to us, it's a hat. It's a hat. Even a single girl can wear it. Not a problem. Okay. Fine. Adkan, it's important to define terms. You know the right terms, you can get a wrong result. Fine. Okay, we started off discussion today about Nakuva and Eina Nakuva. Okay? Samach Beis and Aleph. That's what it's discussed. The Mishnah. Otei Teisha Vimachan Anakuva, etc. And if she does, Chayav Chatas. That's what we started talking about before, earlier today. And what the Gemara says, Samach Aman Aleph, the Gemara says, L'mamach Hashem Anakuva, L'may Chazio, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Ho, Ba'isha Ogeres Basara. Okay, Ogeres Basara. Frank the Gemara, Vatevi, Gibiris, the Horo, Vatishtri, because it's Sneas purposes. Or says, you know, Cholekas Kosara, the whole discussion. What is the Gemara saying over there? Anav Samach Aman Aleph. What's the Gemara saying? The Mishnah of Zion said it's awesome with Rabban. You may take it off. It's Kibiris. Rashi says, Kibiris Tahora. Rashi says Tahora. The Lav Tachshidu, Anav Samach Aman Aleph. Ended in arrow lines. The Tachshidu Bade Shokea. Okay. And he says, not a masui. The cave in the tzniyusai, lo shalfu mikhvish, not going to show it to anybody, it's going to ruin its knees. Sebi sherva, Rashi says. Rashi quotes him before Shigamar, Mesach the Brothers. Sebi sherva. Yeah. Okay. Ogeris, Rashi before, Ogeris Masara. Hayotzi chutzu kishurea, the korchosa, so we discussed this yesterday. Tochevis amachat b'sipcha, even a little bit shouldn't be seen. Fine. You already pointed out the Tosis. I'm not going to read it again. The Tevi. What did Tosis say? According to Rashi, we're not afraid even by a Takshit Lenoi, and the Tosis is worried about it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes both opinions. Take a look. Simon Shin Gimel, Sivkot on Chav Dalet. trying to go through these things quickly. What did it say in Shavanah of Sittes? It says, "V'she'en l'kuva emamedes b'kishureha mutolot hezbo." Chav dalad yesh ma'afon shekasu. Tam k'sham ma'afon eino osa l'skashet bo. V'yaz mutol v'tam shekeven shi m'shameshes l'tzorach l'visha. It's like based on the ambition. It's like it's part of the garment itself. I'm also l'skashet bo. Yeah. Also b'di rabbanon. Shalva ma'afon l'chamerto. That ties the shita. Yes, Omer, no! Sneer Savido, she's not gonna do it. Who said so? Rashi. The Machlokas Rashi and Tosis is found 2 days from Mishnah Berurah here in Tzidkotin Chav Dalet. What does Rav Noivud say about it? Tosis Mishnah Berurah. Asuyim Asicha Vasera Dahachzik as Haseir, Shlo Yispazer, Havitzorach Aguf, like Kvolin. So with the Tzorach Aguf, it would be permissible. That's what he writes. It would be permissible in such a case. Okay, fine. Rabbi, fine. Now, I found something quite remarkable. I had a kasha last time. I had no teretz, no good teretz. But the Tosis that we have on Samach Dalet Amud Beis, I found a fascinating teretz I want to share with you. Samach Dalet Amud Beis, top Tosis. Uvumoch shetikna l'nidasa pir shekunches b'olso mokom shibolo adam v'lo yitan fu bigodeho. Rashi said it. Can't deny it. Rashi said it. Her garments should not get dirty, bloody, right? The nida. V'lo nira kenat suli tinefu umasayu. They were before she went off with base. Kol atzili tunev lo chashiv umasayu. V'chein nirali. The needle blood will dry on the skin, will cause a pain, and that's why it's okay. Fine? So, as a matter of fact, this din is discussed in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Osai, take a look, Rabbi Osai. In Simon Shin Gimel, this comes up. Shin Gimel. Take a look. Shin Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel. No. Doesn't look right. One minute, please. Maybe the wrong source. Shin Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. No wonder. Well, Yate Zov. See the tunic. That's in Mefurash Gemara. And so I need the two. He should need a shekosheres beggar the funnel. Shalotis lachlech madam yidusa. Asura lotis bo imlo. Ye sinor osuke malbush. She's wearing an undergarment and that helps her, you know, protect herself. That's fine because that's a derech malbush. Adam kosherato. Today shlo yichav lo adam lotis star. Mutter. He quotes Tosis. Pashup shot is, it has to hurt you otherwise. Tosis used the word star. What Rashi seems to say that to keep your garments from getting dirty is mutter, that gets enough for the Gemara. So I tried last time to say, well, maybe if you look at the Maskana, you'd raise them an aleph, more backs out. I saw another fascinating teretz from my Elta Zeda. Who's that? Elta Zeda. Peshua's grandfather. What was his name? Yinish Lomo. He was Shutnei Yeshua. Same name. So he's, anything I can quote from an ancestor of mine, I'm very excited to do. So here in this chapter that he has, well, chapter 8, he has a footnote that I discovered. I didn't know about the beginning of Shlomo. I'm embarrassed to say, I should know better. I know what my ancestors have to say. Okay? At the very beginning of this chapter, chapter 5, Hera 5, you might like this? Beginning of Shlomo is like this. Hatzulei Tinef Masayu. Hana bizarb the nose akis the hassle the god of Mitinov. Lo mishum gnai, she is gana bitinov a begotten. Ancient gnai. Well, you talk to begotten, bibachutz, a little bit fnim. The kiss toy takas begotten. There'll be no embarrassment. Nothing. What's the problem? Kavanoso mishum a begotten, or you slapakul, be you scalpel, or you start with chapsa. Laundry. Laundry Billy's worried about. Lachena masuri. Ain't Kavanoso let mishum atzmo. The god of Gorsh, the master. Nida is different. Why? True, she's worried that her garments are going to become dirty. But she's afraid that if her garments become dirty, Tiskana albaila. Even though it's on the inside, it won't go out. It could easily go out and either easily, absolutely easily, go right through the garments. It happens sometimes. A woman is thinks she's postmenopausal, and she's really not. She doesn't protect herself. Right through. I've seen. I've been in the room. It's very, very embarrassing. It won't manage through. But even if it stays on the inside, she's afraid she'll get take her clothes off. Even in the house, the husband's going to see it. Timois Vienov, and therefore she has it. That's a different story. It's for her. So when Rashi said, Leitav Begodet, not because she's trying to save on laundry bills, that'd be usher. She's trying to preserve a Shalom Bayis. What a beautiful teretz in the Heliga Elta Zeta, the Minchas Shlomo. What a beautiful teretz. The Tachshi B'Sharat Tachshitim. Miskayelim Tzachem Be'ene Baila. It's no worse than her earrings. Or her diamond ring. That maybe she decides she wants to wear. Whatever it is. Yeah. It's not a masi at all. That's what the Megillah Shlomo said. Mevua mitvara. Komasha adam lobe shalahatz atzim in busha. Nechsha malbush umut lo tez min bechutz. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, we can allow a woman to wear whatever she has to wear, so she shouldn't allow clothes to get dirty. Wait. So the question is, but the Shulchan Aruch didn't say that. Shulchan Aruch said she shouldn't be in pain. So could be pain is lapped out. Pain is lapped out. If it's going to be dirty, her own body will be dirty, might be the same thing. That's a question. That's a question of Osai over here in Shemir Shabbos Bilchas. Take a look. He says, Gufo Shlo Yislachlech. Aye, the Begodim are also preserved. It's okay. Shulchan Aruch Yud Gimel. Oh. Who could he say? Mistaba the Isto, Tsoba, Dava Shabola, Tzulim, Mitinu, Fashai, Rap, in Bolahatlas, a Kalo Shaloda. So can you Alif and Samuk Dalit? Yeah. Ava Kosha Bola, Tzulim, Mitinu, as Gufo Adam Atzmo. He thinks it's Mutter. Bottle Gufo Adam. I just Shulchan Aruch says not that way. Look at Shulchan Aruch Yud Gimel. We just read it before. What did he say? Lo Yetzei, right, Keisha, again, Shol Tislach Leich B'dam Nidusa. Whoa, we just got through saying that it's okay. No, it doesn't mean she won't get dirty. It means the Begadim won't get dirty. Oh, that's not a Pashup shot in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm a tremendous Rav Neuwirth fan, as you well know. But here it's against a simple shot in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, as he's saying, again, lo tislach leich b'dam nidusa is aser. Doesn't mean that. It means, as it said earlier, etzi azav b'kisho, so yitanebo, what does that mean? Atzulim itinuf means the garments, right? Not him. So over here too, not her. I think he's right, but I have to say it's a bit of an uphill battle. I get the simple read of the words of the Shulchan Aruch. I'm willing to accept it as being correct. Anyway, it's interesting, Rabbi Osai, this concept that Derech Malbush is Mutter, the Beis Yosef said. So, he says it on his own. So the Drisha, he has the Kasha. On your own, you're saying it. What are you talking about? It's a Befurisha din in the Torah. The Torah says it in our case. Sinar also became Malbush. Says it in Mishnah Berurah Nun, Lefanemach, like panties. Came with Nasayim, Lo Shalayim. Came in Derech Malbush, Umut, and Bechol Gavni. And then he says, so what's the base Yosef saying? I discovered America. Derech Malbush is Mutter. So the Drisha is the Kasha. That's not true. It's an old story. It's already found in the Torah. It's found in the Torah, Rabbi Osai. Found in the Torah. Why is they believe there? The answer is as follows. The sinar is literally touching her body. The Beis Yosef is mechadish that a beged al beged is also mutter. He brings the right for Kuf Mem Zayin. We saw already before. That you can bring a sadin, derech malbush, even on top of your garments. even though you're just doing it to transport it, so to Atsulitino, that's what he suggests. Fine? The Lashon of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, look at this Lashon. He says, Abel Dover is a problem. He's the word Dover. What's Dover mean? A Dover means, an item. An item on both sides which is going to be able to protect you. What do you mean an item? I would use the word a beggar. Here. Dover abolish my other. What do you mean Dover? It only means it's bugged to the goof. And if the shamash is a goof, b'shas otzah. Otherwise, carry a handkerchief, blow your nose, you have a cold. No one's about to that. The boss said the word Dover is very telling. It's very telling. What will happen if I want to, I had this shayla. Rabosai, I had this shayla last Friday. I was sitting in Ramat Bet Shemesh, and the snow in Yerushalayim is piling up. How much snow was there? 2 feet, someone told me?
They said over Jordan, Syria, and Israel, 3 feet in
some places. But I think Yerushalayim was 2 feet. 2 feet of snow? You don't get that in New York. Yerushalayim, I don't get any snow. Kadosh Baruch Hu was obviously doing something big over here. I got a shayla, can I put plastic bag on my shoes? I can do it one of two ways. Either on your shoes or between your socks and your shoes.
No, I hear it then.
What? The air was down.
Oh,
it was down. Someone, the other thing was up, someone told me. Some wasn't up. I don't even know what was going on. Well, imagine, that was hard to have an air after all that snow that fell. But I don't know. I'm not sure. The Bet Shemesh air was up. There was almost no snow. A lot of rain. But I thought it was mutter. Because you're not protecting your shoes, you're protecting your feet. It goes right through, it gets wet and cold. Ooh. This led me into a whole nachlokes, Rabosai, to the Gedolei Olam Mamash. Take a look over here. Look at this. Watch this. Mutter litein tzipui nylon miyuchad al ha-migbad lahagona b'nei ha-geshem. You know what that is. They have these black hats, they wear those plastic covers. You know what I mean? It's very common. He's matter. He's also matter to wear rubbers on top of your shoes. What's the reason for all this? A tremendous tumult in the poskim. What's the pshat in all this? Take a look. Shlomo Zalman's makel. If you're not going to remove that covering, it stops raining all of a sudden. Kevin shemak b'nal midasov u'miyuchad rak l'kova. V'gam hu d'ketev. Where's the bottle of Gabi Yaakova? The Choshev Derech Malbush. So he says, he considered Derech Malbush. Ad Kan Reb Shlomo Zalman's Pshat, which many agree. Some say it's like rubbers on top of your shoes. It's also Derech Malbush. Derech Malbush. Yeah, he quotes a whole bunch of poskim say over here. But then he says, I and O, this means someone disagrees. Igmas Moshe, he has three chuvas about this. Three chuvas, not less. I looked them up. He says, no, it's only permissible if the kova balachamein. You wear two hats to it, it keeps you warm. Two snow hats in the snow. But tzipushal nylon is also doesn't make it any warmer. So how do you allow to wear rubbers according to Rav Moshe? Hula shitoso tzor lachapes tam lahatin linol ardalayim. Mechamemin, Rabosai. It warms you. Rubbers are not warm. I think it protects you and keeps in the warm. I don't think a rubber is a warmer thing. It's very flimsy. I don't think Rabbi Shemit meant that it warms you itself like a sweater. It means if you have rubbers in the water and the water won't get in, you'll be warmer. Okay, I'm saying, but it's such a small, it's not a very powerful. In other words, let's say you wear rubbers on a cold day. No rain. Would anyone wear rubbers on a cold day with no rain? It's dry outside. It's at 0 degrees. You put on rubbers?
What are rubbers? There's things
you need to put on your shoes. You don't own them?
Sorry.
A new generation. Who in this room owns rubbers?
I don't. My father
We have it in our house.
So what do you do in the snow? You go out, kacha. New generation, I'm telling you.
Shoes in a plastic bag.
Yeah, who ever heard of the bag?
I got my shoes in a plastic bag and wear boots.
Plastic bag, there you go. I'm happy to hear that. That means that the plastic bag is a derech b'nei adam. At least some b'nei adam wear plastic bags. This guy wanted to wear plastic bags.
No, he was carrying them.
But kids and immigrants, bottom line, it seems to me as follows. It seems to me as follows, Rav Osai, that the most possible argument of Rav Moshe, but even according to Rav Moshe, if you're allowed to have rubbers or plastic bags to prevent your feet from getting wet. That's what I think. Now, when Rav Shabbos is Mekil, in Mem Vav, where did he get it from? Shin Aleph, right? One place. Beis Yosef, end of Shin Aleph. Kova Godol al Kovo Kedel Elitonev. Right? You can put a big hat on your smaller hat. Right? Doesn't say that it covers more, or you only wear the top one. You're allowed to wear it. You're allowed to wear two hats. You're allowed to wear the. There's plastic on that as well. So writes the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso to defend the Pesach of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman against Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe says, now you're being ridiculous. In that case, the big hat covers more than the small hat. Of course it's mutter. It's covering not just a smaller hat. It's covering part of your head that the smaller hat didn't cover. Otherwise, because if it extends beyond, Avad, it's okay. Take a look at Sif Yud Dalit. L'chein mut a little bit begging the Akshamim Okova Rosho. Right? That's for sure going to be okay. Should be a question of not there at Malvash. It says in the Ramos Sif Yud Dalit. So now Lamed Vav, there's two Ramos. This is Shin Aleph Lamed Yud Dalit, and then there's Lamed Vav. What's in Lamed Vav? Umut a little bit shnei kovoyim zel zeh. So what's the case? Mishne Berurah Kulan Vav. Shken dago b'chol. Losim kova gadol al gabei kova katan. Or Zeruah. Why, Rav Moshe says? Because it's covering more of the head. But rain hat that you put on your hat doesn't cover more of your head. Ridiculous. And Rav Moshe writes, Uveruba deruba pa'amim Lom shim rak la tzule tino. Prevent your hat from getting ruined. My hat got ruined over this past weekend. Such two plane rides, okay. But, But Rav Moshe's murder, that the rain and the snow is so stark, that if you don't put the plastic on top of your hat, your head will get wet. You walk a long time in a driving rain, you're wearing a hat, it's going right through, and your head wet. Then Rav Moshe's murder. Because then, you're putting the plastic on top of the hat, not just to cover your, to protect your hat, but to protect your head. Yeah, that's very, very important. Yes, the Shmir Shabbos is worried that Rosh Hashanah, Rabban Gemura, maybe we're afraid that you're going to remove it. You're going to remove it. Okay? That's the fear. Okay? You may remove it. That's a possibility. But most people do not remove these hats. And if Allah Alamai said there's room to be makel to wear such a hat. Okay? That's based upon a Machzis HaShekel. Who says, we're not afraid, we're going to take off the covering when the rain stops. Because the only time you take something off is fancy Shabbos clothes. Or fancy Shabbos adornments. What I wear all week, I'm not going to remove it. That was the choice of Thomas Alabez. And nowadays, we're wearing jewelry all week. That's why there's one applying. We saw it twice yesterday. We saw it in Shifu Ches. We saw it originally in Tarsus. Samach Dalam and Beis. Fine. Truth is, I don't know. You don't remove the hat covering here on a Wednesday if it stops raining? I don't know. I'm not sure. Now, there's a discussion. What about eyeglasses? Okay, then take it off. Take off your eyeglasses. Huh? Person, what's your thing? Whoever is this, has advanced eyesight like me would never take it off. You put it right back on again. You start walking, without you're going to trip. We'll see later, but eyeglasses. There's some people say things are mind-boggling. 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 So let's hold off on the glasses. I think it's Hetagama, but there are those who are not so convinced. Not so convinced. Okay, let's go back to the...
What's your prescription?
Huh?
What if your prescription's not as high?
You can do without it?
Yeah.
Then it's maybe it's a tiny bit of a problem. We'll discuss that. Here's the very important love the shavar. Whatever's not a malbush, but the person's body needs it, it's called tashit. Even if it's invisible. The word tashit in our language means an ornament. That's not what it means in Lashon Chazal. Let me tell you, it serves your body. It's called a tashit. It's very important to know the vocabulary. Right? It's important. Where do you get it from? Let's take a look at the source. Take a look at Shin Aleph Sivchav Beis. Let's take a look. It tells you to look. Please look. Siv. Base. You have to follow his paper chair on both sides. But nobody doesn't just make it up. Everything has a source. Siv Chav Beis. Okay. What's there? Chav Dalet. Let's look Chav Dalet short. Yotzim Amini Asavim Shekoshin Osim Viksharim Vitolas Lurafua Kamiya Pevov Ugam Bechlal Kamiya Mumche. Okay, Vitachshit Hulachole Ki Echad Mimalbushov. He's calling it a tachshit. It's for medical reasons. It's not an ornament. He didn't make it up. He got it from a Rashi. We saw the Rashi a little while ago. Rashi said so. Rashi says this is considered to be a tach. Where did Rashi say so? Samach Amar Aleph, Rashi She'eno. Let's take a look and see it inside. Samach Amar Aleph, Rabbi Osai, give a look. Where is the Rashi? About the eighth white line. Shari, the tachshidu lechol akadamim abushav. There it is. So it can be for medical reasons, not an ornament at all. It looks ugly. We consider it halakhically a tachshit, based on Rashi. And Tosis says something the same thing in the beginning of the parak. And we take a look in Rashi Samachayim and Aleph. From Neubert's Guide to Torah. Samachayim and Aleph. Take a look, Rashi, on the Mishnah, the second one, live Afilu. He says, "Af agav lav tachet noyu urcha v'lochi v'lo masuhu." It's not beautiful, Rabbi Osai. Not beautiful at all. Kis v'shemazneim. It looks ugly. And there's toothpicks sticking through your ears. But you ever see that? Girls, they have their appearance pierced, they wear these strings through that shouldn't close up. Doesn't look pretty. Still called the tachshit, so the hole shouldn't close up. Very important. That's the Rashi Habanas Tanis. Menachmas was named, and also the Zaman Hashiglu. They put chut in Oksamim. The hole shouldn't close up. Ugly. Still considered to be a tachshit. What's another example? Kitea Bekav Shalom. Take a look on Samach Vav, Rav Osai, Oman Aleph. A prosthesis. The person is an amputee. Right? It's a whole discussion in the sugya, in the Mishnah, which goes up on to Samach Vav, Amud Aleph. Okay, the Yotzin Ben Shabbat, the Tachshit Didayu. A club leg is that? It's very far from beautiful. He needs it to walk. That's considered to be a Tachshit, Rabbi Osai. Oh. What if it's invisible? We said before, it's invisible is still considered okay. What's the source for this? Shin Gimel Tezvah. Take a look. Shin Gimel Tezvah. I'm just giving you the Shemir Shabbat's guide to tour. Shin Gimel Rabbi Osai Tezvah. What's the case? In Shin Gimel Tezvah, the Yotza Betz Oda. Right? Betz Oda. What's the case, Rabbi Osai? What's the case? The case is something which is hidden under the garments. Hidden. No one sees it. No one sees it. He says the Beferish. Mairi Shatz Oda Tefwin Alamur. Long Tots Shatz Oda. Shatz Oda Munachas Abbasaz Roa Mamish Takazak the Tonus. Under the shirt. And the Rambam said, you're not going to show it to anybody. Skala's Roa. Oh, you'll see her arm. It's not sneer. It's like a shoko, like a leg. Okay. Beferish. It's considered to be a Takshit, even though it's under the skin. Very important to understand that the word tachshit doesn't mean the same thing as it means in our vocabulary. In our vocabulary. Now, this nekuda of Etz Oda, take a look over here. Etz Oda is found Sam of Gimel of the days. Etz Oda, Takas Etz Oda, Shiviz Roa, Omedes, Bishop, Lahakzit, Potesha, Kea, Shlo Yiplu, the Yerol Shokel. Right, that's what he's suggesting. Fine. Rabosai, is it the same as a watch? Take a look over here. Look what he says. Not the same as Sha'on Kis. Then Shayab Shem Tavshem Tavshem Bekiso. The Mishnah Brewer said, was screaming and yelling. We saw you wear a pocket watch with the fancy watch in your best pockets in Issa Daraisa. Why? Here I have the thing under my shirt, and there it's in my best pocket. No, he says, no. And it's not derech malbush, as opposed to atzada. What does that mean? What it really means is that while the watch is tucked in my pocket, I can't use it to pull it out to see the time. But while the ring, whatever you want to call it, is under my shirt and keeps my the shirt in the proper place, for tznias purposes, it's doing its duty, serving its purpose, while it's hidden. So if it's while it's hidden, then it's okay. Not the same as a pocket watch that's doing nothing for me at the time that it's actually in my pocket. I mentioned this throughout to you yesterday. I want to show you something else. Look at this. We saw, based upon the various cases, oh, she may go to the mikvah. He says, this is what I told you before. Watch this. Orchas Chaim says, look, Makoma shetovlos ben nohor, avamkoma shetovlos ben mikvah shebetoch habat, like today, less lembo, ken poshe lemin grob mekomo seinu. All those things they're afraid of, but no longer applies. No longer applies. Wow. So the Orchas Shabbos, oh, we have it now. Oh, I can show you the first one. Oh, we finally got it. What was the first one I wanted to show you? Where did I put it? I wanted to show you about his pshat and handkerchiefs. Oh, where is that right? Yeah, it's on page 211, I think. Got it right. Let's try 211. So bad. I wanted to show you that.
Maybe you're trying to refresh on top.
Refresh? What do I press?
Go up.
This?
No, left.
Left.
You know, circle that.
That
yeah, that right there. Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
Blue arrow?
Yeah.
Fresh. I feel a little refreshed now. Spinning its wheels. All right. When it gets better, you'll let me know. Meanwhile, I feel so bad. I wanted to show you because he didn't believe me. But he says that the handkerchief is like a scarf. It's page Kuf Tzadi Hei. If you want to show later on, you can look it up yourself in the hard print. I wanted to show you this other thing also that he has. And about our Indian. But that's not working, so we'll forget about it. Because he claims that this heter of in the mikvah is against the first toys in the parak. So he claims. Again, if we get on, I'll show it to you. The first toys in the parak, what are they worried about? You go to the mikvah, what's going to happen? He says, the Yishloma, but the ninth narrow line. So he claims you're going on Beso should be a problem even in a closed mikvah. I think he's wrong. They're wrong. It means if it's outside, it's inconvenient to put it back on again. So put it in your hand, take it home. If you're inside, you'll put it on right then and there. It's a very convenient place. There's no wind, there's no dog, there's no problem with sneers. You put it on right then and there. I don't think the first toast is in the parak is against this heter. Okay, I give up on this thing. If you see the cup spinning, let's see, hope we didn't lose this one. Baruch Hashem. What happens in the following days? With that, Shim Ein Derech Shimush Vatashit Biyad. You just can't put things in your hand and say it's a tachshit. And these are the rice. Many rice. What happens? Im shimush hatachshit biyad. It's supposed to be carried in your hand. Gam ken also kaponim bedi rabbanon. Who said so? Mogan Avram, Levush Yisrod, Mishnah Berurah, Rabbosai. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Samach Vov. Take a look. Shin Aleph. Samach Vov. Putting it in your hand is going to be awesome with the Rabbanon, even if the normal way is to put it in your hand. What's Samuel? It says over here, Rabbosai. Samuel, Mishnah Berurah. Masha Nogu, Achashuvim, what is from Makel, Shabiyadam. Ooh, Choshev of people. Some of these are Alter Rabbonim, or certain other people of stature, wear a cane just for cover. Have you ever seen that? It's a Rebbe Shazach. Rebbe's. They have the silver canes. Yeah, you ever saw it? They can walk. You never saw it? It's a shtadi. Right? What about on Shabbos? I feel a mock on Shabbos and also the cover. Also, Tafshu Tafshit, Lohuter Lisa Tafshit Biodo. You can't carry it. Who says so? Mogan Avraham. Ayel Yerabba doesn't like the Mogan Avram's raya. He wants to say that in fact it is permissible. Nah, we're not going to rely upon it. The Mogan Avram is quoted by others. It's Ayin Aleph and Sharatiyah. The Kitzer and the Makkel is also the Tashim of the Tashmish, which he thinks is worse. We spoke about that a little bit yesterday. The Kitzer, the bottom line is there are some who say it's Mutta, El Yerabba, but the bottom line we pass in Aleph that it is in fact Osir. So the Megillah Sefer has a nice summation, which I want to show you. If you can find it. A summation. Let's see. Up, down. Oh, let's read together. He gives examples. Malbush Gomer, even if you can read it no matter what. Right? You can beggar shall sack. No matter what, everything's mutter. Because it's going to prevent you from getting wet. So too, if the blood of the knee is going to give a tzar, it's okay. No problem. That's one thing. Fine. All this is if you're given a new doubt. But, to take a box on your head, a masi gomor. Fine. Samach beis and beis. So there's three halachas. Malbush gomor, Rabosa. Malbush gomer, that's going to be het the gomer no matter what. Doesn't matter. It's not a malbush gomer, a gmoch, depends upon a kavana. For a body is good, for a clothes is no good. And not a malbush at all, it's always us, with the rice. So gimel darkness. Malbush gomer, sas derech malbush, eno derech malbush klal. Therefore he says, you put on a sakit nylon, al rosho, shlo yirote nekshamin, it's a masui! Even though his kavod is to protect his body, it's like a box. Hey, Derek Malbushka, who puts on plastic bags over their head? Did you see it? Garbage bags. I told you about the shout-outs. They want to make a hole in the garbage bag, or they want to go out and make a raincoat out of it. On I said, you can't do that. Posebe Satsava. I'm without a hole, Rebbe. Without a hole? Take the whole these big garbage and hold it over your head. Oh well. He said, there's no hole if you're holding it up. Right? But he's saying it's a problem of, if there's no Erev, it's a problem of Otsah. Ain't no derech mamash kalu kamo kein. In mafsikas milo biyodo. Umesukach al rosho. On both sides, you wear your raincoat, you pull it over your head. You don't have a hood. You don't have a shank coat. Old fashioned raincoat. So you pull it over your head to protect you. He wants to say it's a serious problem. There's no Erev. Chiddush niflo. Ain't derech mamash kalu. On both sides, a show of hands. Who has ever taken a raincoat, pulled it over their head when it's raining? Whoever did it, ever. Okay, a few people raised their hands. I don't see why he's saying it. So that's not, you don't tell everybody. We said before. He said, ain't that mabush klal? Then he says, yaniach es milo al rosho. Okay? Yesh tahatir. Zehu derech malbush im yesh anoshim shirigil nasas kei mishul ha-galak v'sham nesham. What's the difference? Mahzik es milo biyodo? I mean, it's not on you at all. I'm not sure what this means. Al Rosho?
It sounds like, yeah, it sounds like one he's holding it over the head and one he's...
One he's holding like this and one it's on his head. Oh, right. In a chenam. If you hold it over your head, it's also, I agree. But as long as it's on your head, then he himself says it would be good because some people do it. As we just proved here in our room, some people do it. Okay? Very important. Okay, fine. That's what he said. That's why I think the plastic bag on the shoes, some people do it. But on top of the shoes, or in the shoes, I think it's okay. What about a rain bonnet? Women have rain bonnets. Ever see those things? They still wear them?
Yeah, of course.
It's Hector Gummer. It's a Hector Gummer. That's a hat. It's a hat. Ever see it? Put it over the shape, over the hair. So it's Hector Gummer. That's what it is. And what about an umbrella? Carrying an umbrella by the Bialof and Shintazvav is an Issa Doraisa. Issa Doraisa. Issa Doraisa. Issa Doraisa, Mamash. You can't believe it. Why should you also have a Doraisa? Why? Bialof says, is an Issa of Otsah. No, he says. Shemayov Lutatlo Gambishah Shageshem Yipose. Then it's an Issa Doraisa. But while it's raining, it's mutter. It's mutter. How do you like that? It's normal to wear it. It's normal. Normal. Aya kamea mumche. That's not normal. You don't usually put it in your hand. Look at that. We'll get to that a little later. Okay? So he wants to say that while it's raining, he thinks Mikir Radin, it's not a masui. Then he says, wait, not so poshut. Because when it comes to a cane, look at Shin Aleph Yudzayin, Rabosai. Take a look. It's based upon a rush. Shin Aleph, Sif Yudzayin. Shin Aleph, Rabosai, Sif Yudzayin. Chiger. Please look inside. It's based on Samach Vav. One Samach Vav. What's Samach Vav? Kiteya, somebody can't walk. Somebody can't walk. So there's a chiger, someone who's lame and has a lot of trouble walking. What kind of halachic status does he have? What's it in? What's it in this kind of a case? So Shulchan Aruch writes like this. Ein yochol lelech below makel, you can't walk at all without your makel. But you can't. Mutter lelech ba'afilena kashlo, like crutches. People can have injuries, they can't walk out the crutches. Mutter, like your foot. Alan Ershla lelech zulaso, in a note of elech lahatzik atzmo, make it easier for you. Also, be prohibited, Rabosai. I want to say, I can walk without my umbrella, get a little wet. Get a little wet. Should be a masui. He says, no, he doesn't think so. And Kavanos of the Afshu, who's Nismach, Ala makel kolz man b'chol zos nefesh kamasi. It doesn't mean that. Habir the echad kazeh who doesn't need the cane to walk. Eino nofla makel b'shul is samech alav. Ala rakli yasher psioso. We saw that Gemara. Samech vav. We had a 2-line sugya. Makel shul skenim torah b'klum. Rabbi Hosman the terutzi sugya avida. As opposed to this makel avay. He's just going to, the Taka MCO stuff, he's took it from the top Rashi, some of them base. That's why it's a Masur. Okay? And take a look in Bialocha, Avol, take a look at what it's saying, Avol. Avol, we're both saying, Sifrit Zayin, Masui, Doraisa, okay? Something's only Xera, not a Masui. The zaken mistamech alei. Makla shel skein alav klal smicha, and therefore it's only straining out your steps. Okay, the kids of Nimitz, he says, if you look carefully in this bir halacha, you get an impression that the reason why it's aser is because you're not leaning on it at all. But an umbrella, you know, you can walk without it, just get drenched. He thinks would not be an isadaraisa. So he suggests. I guess it's some good news, right? Some people wear these umbrellas even in Rosh Hashanah. They're not going to be over on an Easter the Oraisa. So, what's he suggest? And the only reason why it's usher, because you may carry when it stopped raining. Ay, Rabosai. The Gemara tells us that Roim Yotzim Besakim, even if it stops raining. Oh, different.
They're wearing it.
Malbush Gama, correct. You got it exactly right. All this is over here. It's all here in front of you. Not a masa. Fine? That's what he says. Good. Rabosai, let us turn our attention back to the Shemir Shabbos Kul Chasach, and that's our main table for today. And see how he discusses these matters. Watch, very relevant. All the snow that we've done, so much snow and so many difficult days. Watch what it says over here. He says, you can't use a cane. It was easier to walk with your cane. That you're not allowed to do. Why? Shulchan Aruch, you saw it. Shem Zalman. To walk flat, I don't need a cane. To walk up a hill or up steps, I do need a cane. What do you say? Interesting shallow, no? What's it in? It's a complicated question. Says the Mishloim to Zalman. What do you want? What's it in? Do you need it to walk up the hill or the steps? So it's mutter. Or no? Since you can walk flat without it, it's aser. Maybe when you go on the makel, only when you're going up the mountain, it's like zaken a holach b'beisa below makel. The Mishabura says it's aser. More than that, you're afraid shem yitaltel also b'yodam mebli shana of klal. When you walk on flat land, you're not going to go on it. You're just going to leave it hanging in the air. Oh shani hocha shali harim legamrei neilchok lelchim in the makel. So maybe that's better. Rav Shlomo Mazalman is mesupuk this kind of a case. He's Mesupuk. That comes out, which is very, very perturbing. What does it say over here? Suma. Blind person. No heter to carry the blind person's cane. How can that be? Or Chashom said it can't be. Din ze lo nema elam ken yodei ha-suma darko mipnei ha-hergel ben lo kech ha-smakul elam kadej li-yashe psiosa. Ha-gamar. Not that he can't walk physically, but rather why? He'll fall into a pit, he'll trip, so he can't walk without it, he can't see. He found a miri, Beit HaChafei, says that. He found a miri. Okay, now. That Meiri is a bit questionable. Maybe we can get the Rosh Hashanah now. See, it stops spinning. What are our chances? Hey! I mean, I want to first show you this. First things first. I owe you this for the first minute of the Shia. No, no, before I lose it. It's going to be a loser.
Where you got it from? Where you got this?
I just want to tell you what he said. I want to show you at least the sign. Shouldn't think I made it up out of nowhere. Make sure I got it right. Let's see. I think it's page 2. I think it's our first source here. Oh, this took us an hour to get this. Let's see. Stamit pachas en adom le tzif klav en adech mavut. I the Mishnah Berurah is my favorite. Maribim mit pachas dola. What they call a tzif, a scarf, a shawl. I just want to show it to you. It's pretty. You don't like it, you don't have to like it, but I wanted to show it to you. Okay? Let's go a little bit further. Since we're over here, once we're here, okay, we'll go a couple of pages more. Sumo, right? Problem, right? He said he wants Aseret. Do you believe it? The bottom he says, he thinks it's also, even if he can't, there's no way. He's going to fall, it doesn't matter. Can you believe that? Because he can walk. I'm not Makabalist even for a second. Shmir Shabbos brought a right from Rosh Hashanah Nekula. I were right from the Meiri? No. We're talking about Yontif. Zilusa the Yontif. Not with Masa Mishabbos. That's a problem. Shmir Shabbos is right, it's all right. Same without a right. I have to be mocked at this question without even a shayla. We have to be mocked at it. I wanted to show you one more, once we're in Ochel Shabbos, once we're here already, let's take a few more before we lose them again. I'll share a couple of interesting things. We discussed before things which are in your hand. What kind of stars do they have? Halachically. Getting places. Okay, almost. Is what we said before. Tasha Shaderam Laseso Biyodo Isa Derabonah Marasayan. You know he talks about a believer? You know what he says? Yeah, I believe this. Some women walk around with pocketbooks. Have you seen that? For beauty. Nothing in it. He says he can't do it. I thought, he's a good, all right. No. It's like a Derabonah. That's a big Libra Tzchus on the women wearing pocketbooks on Shabbos. Okay? Look what he says. Beis Yosef Shinalim Chutz Yerushalmi. We saw Yerushalmi yesterday in the rush. Rabbi Gamliel Yotzek Shemafteach Biyodo as Nisa Tachshit. L'chor Mavur the Mutu Latzeis B'Tachshit Akshu Biyodo Mefurisher Yerushalmi against the Mogan Avraham. Was it the Masoi? Ross says no. My Shemafteach Hoya Onud Al Gabe Yitzbo. Not the pshat that he had the ring and had a He had a key which he carried in his hand. No, it was tied onto a ring. It was a ring key. That's pshat. I think the Vilna Gaon, that's what you have to say. It's important enough for Shabbos to show you. And I'm glad we finally got through to it after a few false starts. And I don't know what else I wanted to show you, but I already forgot already. I had some other things written down. But, it's hard to go back to all those things which were written from before. It'll be Merchum. Okay, I want to tell you one thing, which is very important. And that is as follows. Listen very carefully. What if I start saying, it's very, very treacherous. It's treacherous, it's icy. Like today, like today, or even worse than like today. Ice. Let me tell you, my last Shabbos that I lived in Washington Heights. Still remember it. I used to live up, down, over there. And that was the January of 74, that's when I moved. And it was all year long daylight savings time. That was the whole oil embargo. The sun rose at 8:20. I gotta go down for a second. The second was in the Brewer's Best Manage. We'll go down the hill. If it's been in the hill, it's like 190th. There's a big hill up there. It's called Fairview or something like that. I went out, it was a sheet of ice. Whoever went down, it was just... Now, of course, I didn't have any cane. Had I had a cane, maybe I might be able to walk. I think I ended up sort of going on my coat, sitting down and sliding down. There's a story told about in Europe. There was a town which had ice. If you want to go learn Beis Medrash, they went and sat in the shul. I think one of the Magidim tells that story. The Mashiach was never had to go learn. I didn't know. I was caught unaware. Anyway, watch this over here. Look. It says, Mishachosh lelechas b'derech halakom mushleges. It's icy or it's snowy. Shem yachlik. No! Don't use a cane. Why not? Shlomo Zalman says, even though most people are afraid and it's really icy or snowy, it's not called regularly day. But it's too scary to walk. What can I do? That's what he says. If you want to answer it for something like this, I can deal with it. But there are those who are making on the shaila. Take a look at Mishnah Brura Samachay. Mishnah Brura Samachay talks about this very question. Shamim, Mushpa, it's an ice, Kerach. Mufat Hashem Yipo, Mut Levamakel, Dhamma Giger. That's what I thought. You can't walk. And the Rabbi says, no, maybe you can walk if you're afraid you're going to fall. All right, I'm only be machmer in this kind of a case. First of all, it's a rarity. But for someone who can't see, I can't accept this Gumra. At all. But this is what he says over here, Rabosai, in this particular situation. Oh. Now, yes, sir.
In every case with the hill, like, it wasn't going to take away fear, like you actually couldn't walk.
I would have fallen down in a sec.
What Rosh Hashanah's own say?
Yes, I don't know. I want to put words in his mouth. Someone who can't see without glasses, who always wears his glasses, you're allowed to wear your glasses. Baruch Hashem. Well, if not for this, total disaster. Total disaster.
I mean, can we presume that there's a new trend to wear glasses with clear glass?
V'chein, ha-makim v'shkafayim v'shem noy. Clear glass, yesh mokom lahokel. This is crazy people. You can be making for them. He doesn't say it's butter. Yesh mokom lahokel. That sounds crazy. I've been having one glass my whole life. Why does someone want to wear glasses? Rebbeinu shel olam. I don't understand why anyone should want to wear glasses.
Very popular.
Really?
It's called him.
Listen, the optometrist rich. I don't know. Take a look at Rabbeinu in the Mishnah Brura. End of Sivkot and Mem Dalet. At the very end. There are more that you can't wear brillin, which is a case, which a glasses case. You know the glasses case made from silver, because the glasses themselves are masud. Can't wear the glasses. You're not wearing them. They're in a case. Okay? What about on your eyes? Why? They'll carry four arms. Chayodam, and this is what Mandal Mishnah Brura. They both say that they always have, what would they call those things? Look on your nose. Pins, whatever it's called. You have to pull. Ours are, they all have ear. What do you call it again? What's the word for it?
Temples.
Go behind the ears, it never falls off. Never. It doesn't fall off. This zeh does not apply to mana zeh. Who said so? Let's take a look at the footnote. Chayoda? No, and it doesn't, no longer applies to mana zeh. No longer applies. Doesn't apply anymore. Finished.
The reason that he's talking about people being frames, silver frames.
Maybe. But it's not talking about our case. Our case, I believe, is Heter Gomer. Now, I have to tell you that in this discussion, he says in Shmir Shabbos, look in Aruch HaShulchan Shin Aleph Satz, Samach Aleph. I just want to end with this. It's mind-boggling. Do I get my response? Oh, how short is this? For Shulchan Aruch? What would it be? This? It's Chiburim? Oh, Hashem. Watch. We all know Aruch Hashem to be a Mekel, and he's, you know, he's always Lamed Tzchus and Klal Yisrael. You're not going to believe what's written over here. Literally not believable. Unless it's something that I always told him. So we have to be honest, I have to can't hide it from you. Some say you can't wear brilliant but titchel kesef, as we just saw before. Fine? What about a person who is short-sighted? Easter Gomu, Chayev Chatas. Whee! Look at my glasses. Shrei Kli Tashmish Gemurahi, V'ein Zeh Beklal Beged Klal, El Beklal Kli Tashmish, V'kafu Mazlei V'sake. Glasses are like a fork, a spoon, and a knife. This is the Aruch HaShulchan speaking. It's compared to what I want, it's like a red kind of a fork, spoon, and knife. You hear a fork, spoon, and knife on your brow? No. Do you believe what's going on? You have to use it to read. But that's, you can't read? Don't learn. So what? Stay home. The doctor tell you to wear it? Stay home. With the doctor's order, you have to wear it. Maybe yeshtahate be'ori b'ksuso b'ofashi yevsha shi'iplu the kevin te'ena misalka megufo. Maybe at the end of the day, he's making. But only if you're reading glasses, chayef chatas, hamakilim mechalim shabbos, tzinnin sadin, upsoyim ya'avru v'nenshu. He gives no rachmanos. He's the Aruch HaShulchan. So there's those who say, even his man is there, he can't wear glasses. There's a very great rav in my community years ago, things like Shlomo Danzig, a shalita. That was a man over 90, lives in Lakewood. His son, Cheskel, is the chief editor of Artscroll. So way back in the winter of, I believe it was 1976, if I'm not mistaken, if I have my year right, was the issue of the Erev in Riverdale. The dance was against Erev, and the, I was going to make, I made it. Why did I make an Erev? Because everyone's carrying anyway. So he said, I'll tell you the story in 2 minutes. You can't make an Erev, there's a Cherem against it. Cherem? Yeah, Manhattan is a cherem against the Erev. It's not Manhattan? No, it's part of Manhattan. In the Bronx. I have to ask someone to go. Okay, ask my Rebbe, Reb Dovid Lipschitz. You don't know Yeshiva? What Reb Dovid Lipschitz? No, Bronx not part of Manhattan. So you start building the Erev. He calls me up. What's this? The Erev's almost done? I said, yes, Reb Dovid. Oh, I have to come see you. Can I come to see you Friday night? Yeah. He walks in a wintry Friday night with his son and no glasses. He has very bad eyes. He was so machmir, he had a house on his top floor and his shoe on the bottom floor, and he wouldn't wear glasses. He would have a pulley system to lower the glasses from the top floor to the bottom floor. You don't think that's Aruch HaShulchan? What was the meeting about? A bechina on Hichas Erev, to make sure I knew what was going on. I think I passed the bechina, because he just said, you know, I don't want to rely on it, but you can rely upon it. It tells you that I shouldn't make any machlokes. Thank God that he's held all the years. He couldn't walk. His son was holding his hand. That's how machmir he was. He probably got it from the Aruch HaShulchan. But if you read the Aruch HaShulchan carefully, I get the impression that if you can't walk at all without it, which you couldn't, and most of us who can't, I can't walk without my glasses, I'll trip. Look carefully at the words of Aruch HaShulchan. He says like this, doctor's orders. I don't know if doctor, question of doctor's orders. It's a question of common sense orders.
Even with Ruby's glasses.
What?
Even with the glasses.
So I don't know. I want you to read this carefully and tell me tomorrow what you think. Is the Aruch HaShulchan asa my glasses? Really? I'd like to think not. But I'm not 100% sure. So we'll have to discuss the Mishnah tomorrow. Bifocals, or what they call it, Verilux. And Mishnah talk about sunglasses. Different kinds of, there are many different kinds of sunglasses. There are many different types of sunglasses. Some are also and some are mutter. We're not going into the details right now. And I will discuss in Mitzvah Shem many other important things. Handkerchiefs, watches, and belts, the keys, all of the discussed in Siyata Shemayis tomorrow. Okay, stop. Good. And also about the Yonim of Shaduchim, and a little Parsha Shavua. We'll try to do a little bit. Good. Do as much as we can.